And we are really happy to do something that we have been doing for, gosh, it's been many years throughout our history. We've always devoted time for original writing, art, music, and more from area youth. And I'm looking forward to having a chance to listen to Joseph's music today. We'll take a listen to his first song and then talk for a bit. I will tell you, so you have a sense of who you're about to hear, that Joseph Devia is 16. He's in 11th grade at Montour High School. And here he is.
To say when I don't know what you mean, when one day you just start hating me, yeah. 'Cause just the other day you were kissing me so slowly, I really thought you wanted me. That's the truth, or if you mean something else, something else. I don't know what you want when you say that I'm your number one and you go off with another one. Tell me who's that, tell me. I wanna understand what's going inside your head. I wanna know the truth, that if you want me like I do. But when I look right at you, the problems just fade through. Those green is shining blue, and I go back to love. I can't let you come back, but my heart won't let me do just that. And I really just don't know what to do anymore. All I want is you. All I want is you, girl. I just wanna touch you, love you, care for.
That is Joseph Devia. I don't know where to start other than to ask you to tell me anything else you'd like to tell me about that song. When did you write it and how did you write it?
Well, this song, it was a really, like, I wouldn't say hard moment in my life, but I was talking to this girl and she just, like, wouldn't, like, get things straight. You know, she wouldn't be, like, she wouldn't really explain, like, what she wanted, you know? So, like, I was, like, you know, my head was going in circles, and I didn't really know, like, what she wanted. So I was really confused, you know? So that's where the song comes, you know, confused. Because, you know, one day she would, like, want something, the one that she wouldn't, you know? So.
Yeah, that's a good introduction to people and seriously, and a good example of a way maybe to not be yourself, I mean, as you think about that. I love the energy of that song. You could tell from the very beginning, you know, the percussive kind of fast playing that, you know, I'm about to tell you a story. It's going to have a lot of emotion in it. You're going to hear, at least like even before the lyrics started, I just got this feeling that, you know, stop, open your ears. I'm going to tell you something that is real, raw, and true. But don't worry, you know, I'm going to take you along for the ride. It's a really good song. How have other people reacted to it?
Well, the thing is, I haven't, like, released this song, you know. This is, unreleased. I have one song released, Late Night Desire, but, yeah, this song's not released yet. But it will be in my new album coming soon.
It's a great song. And Joseph Devia, I keep hoping to.
you said it right.
It's D-E-V-I-A, Joseph Devia, when did you begin playing guitar and making music?
Well, I started really young. I started playing guitar around when I was 11 years old. And I've always loved making music, you know. I always loved, like, writing stuff down, you know. If I had a bad day at school or something happened, I love writing stuff down, you know.
That's incredible. And did anybody encourage you to do that?
Yes. In my family, there's a lot of musicians, especially my uncles, my dad, and I've always grown up in that, like, environment, you know? So I've always had that, like, that vibe around my house, you know, like, music's always playing, you know? So
That makes sense. So you're encouraged to be soulful, to think about life, to be reflective, and wow, it's incredible to, I'm still thinking about the song that you shared. How can people best find your music? I think you're on most streaming platforms,
Apple
right?
Music, Spotify, anything.
So if you look for Joseph Devia, D-E-V-I-A, that's how you can find him. What else do you like to do?
Well, apart from music, I love playing soccer as well, you know. It's not a big thing in my life, but I like playing it.
Yeah.
Also like cooking, you know. But, also going to the gym. I like going to the gym. I like working out and all that.
Have you thought about, now you're in 11th grade this year, and I know every other adult in your life might be asking you questions like these, but there are people listening that are curious, I'm sure. Have you thought about what you might want to do after finishing high school?
I would love to go to college to learn more about, like, music production, like audio engineering, you know, and that really interests me a lot. And, of course, like, pursuing my music, you know, like, pursuing what I do, what I love.
I would love to see you do that. I think you'd be really talented. And I was going to say, if nobody else has told you this yet, we have facilities here you can use for free and people to coach you if you're interested in doing anything at our Youth Media Center. We'll make sure that you walk away with information about that, because we would love to have you and to support you in what you're doing. I don't often do this. I'm going to put you on the spot, but I trust you it won't be hard. You had planned on doing one more song. Would you like to do two more?
Two more songs? I can, yeah. I have my notebook. It's in the guitar case, and my dad can get that for me.
Okay.
I can't play another one for you.
I would love that we have the time, and as long as you're comfortable doing that. I see your dad getting. Do you need it for this song or the?
No, for the next song is fine.
Okay, so it'll be for the next song, and your dad, is it Nelson?
Yes, sir.
So he's out there. Nilsson spelled the Nilsson way.
Yeah, yeah. N-I-L-S-S-O-N.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's the song you're about to play?
This song is called If I, and it's reminiscing about the things that I would have done if I, you know, had the time, you know.
Once again, I hope you'll be able to listen to the words as you're driving or wherever you are right now. This guy is a great songwriter and player, Joseph Devia.
Thank you. If I could go back in time, reverse, and give it one last try, oh, if I could kiss you one last time, and feel your skin against mine, oh, if I could just start over and make you mine again, mine again. I still wake up in the morning looking for your text. I just have this hopeless feeling that we're not over yet. And I keep yearning for another ring from you. And I still go to the same cafe every afternoon, hoping to see the same girl that I met in blue. And I can't get you out of my mind. You're an endless dream that I can't leave behind. Oh, if I could see you one last time, all the things that I'll do just to see a smile on you. Oh, if I could see you one last time, oh, it's all I ever wanted to do. Oh,
that's Joseph Devia, and remember that name. Google him. Look for him. I really admire the clarity of your songs and the honesty of them. And it sounds like you really. I mean, it sounds like you did not have to contemplate about whether you wanted your songs to be honest and truthful and based on your own experiences. It sounds to me like, I may be wrong, but like you concluded that this is what my music is going to be, as opposed to, it's almost like you decided to write nonfiction as opposed to fiction.
No, you're definitely right. I love being transparent with, you know, myself and my songs. You know, I feel like that can connect with a lot of people, because like nowadays there's a lot of music that's not like, you know, true or like for the soul, I would say. But I want to, like, do that, you know? I want to, like, connect with people. I want, like, my own life experiences and my struggles to, like, you know, connect hearts and at least to, like, you know, make you feel good for a little bit, you know?
And that's a rare attribute, not only being able to do that, but being willing and eager to do it. And, you know, I think a lot, this is going to sound a bit like a cliche, but we hide behind social media or we hide behind these tiny snapshots we give of ourselves for other people to consume. I suppose one could choose to hide behind music too, but you're not doing it. When does your next album come out? Or I guess it's your first album.
Yeah, my first album. Well, I don't have a set date because I'm still, like, working on it, you know? It's kind of hard working on it because, you know, like, school, work, and other things, I don't really have much time. But I would love for it to be done maybe early April, late March, you know? I really want to work on it, though.
Cause yeah, it's good to be realistic about the time. Sometimes they say, give a month, but don't give a year. You know, that's the way to do it. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe you met March of 2027. I hope it's quicker than that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you for being willing to share another song. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or anything else you'd like to say?
I would definitely like to acknowledge my dad, you know. I feel like in this journey of music and my passion, he's been there, you know. He's the one that has taught me how to play the guitar. And ever since I was a little kid, I always, like, admired the way he writes, you know, because he makes his own songs too. And I don't know, I just always grown up to, like, that expectation, and I really appreciate him being there for me, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. Tell me about the next song.
This next song is called Hopeless Love. I don't know where the notebook is at.
Oh, it's right behind the music stand. Yeah, it's totally blocked from you.
This song is called Hopeless Love.
Before you play it, Joseph was referring to about a 90 or so page spiral notebook that looks to me like it is filled with songs and half songs. I didn't leave through it, but I can tell you've got that thing with you pretty much all the time.
Yeah, it's not only this one. I have like three other more notebooks full of songs, you know. I've been doing this since I was like 12, so.
So you got a lot.
I got a few songs.
You were saying this song is called, the one you're about to play.
It's called Hopeless Love. That's the song's name.
Okay.
And
I want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much. There you go.
Supposed to be you, to share my cold nights during the Christmas times. Oh, you. Now I'm here, freezing to death, still waiting for you to come and share. Talking to somebody brand new, but he doesn't know you like I do. Can't you see that our love was truly meant to be? And no other can love you the way that I love you, and no one can care for you the way I care for you. cared about you. Oh, you. Oh, you. I'm lost in the truth of it all, and I can't accept the fact that now you're truly gone. In my dreams is where I love to be, 'cause every time I close my eyes, you're always by my side. Oh baby, I'm just sorry I'm not the man I wanna be. And I know I did wrong, but can you give me one more chance? I promise this time will be the last. Can we be like that couple that we dreamed to be? And I know that you're gone, but that won't stop me from waiting for the day that you come back to me. Oh me, oh me, oh me, oh me, oh me.
Joseph Deviat, thank you for being with us. I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you so much for having
sometime.
Me.